After a week of heavy news, machines deceiving people, models breaking loose, a data center draining a town's water, I want to talk about something that points the other way for once. Yesterday, one of the giants gave away a capable AI that runs entirely on your own computer. No cloud, no connection, no one watching. And I think it's worth sitting with what that quietly means because it's a glimpse of a different future than the one we've been staring at. For the last few years, using AI has meant one thing: sending your thoughts, your questions, your data to someone else's computer, far away, owned by a giant, and trusting them with it. That's the deal. It felt permanent. What changed yesterday is a small crack in that assumption. A genuinely useful AI that lives on your machine, answers to you, and forgets nothing to a server because it never sends anything to one. For a doctor, a lawyer, anyone holding secrets that aren't theirs to leak, that's not a gadget. It's a return of something we'd quietly given up: privacy and control. Now let me stay honest, because I don't want to oversell a hopeful moment. The company that gave this away didn't do it out of kindness. They kept their best model locked and paid, opened the smaller one, and called it a weapon for winning. The power is still concentrated. The gift is still a move in someone else's game. This doesn't undo any of the week's darker stories, but here's my calibration, and it leans a little warmer than usual. I'd put decent confidence, maybe 2 and 3 over the next few years, that this direction, AI you own and run yourself, becomes a real alternative to the rent it from a giant model, not for everything, but for the things that matter most: your private data, your work, your independence. What would make me more confident is seeing communities, schools, and public institutions actually take it up, rather than defaulting back to the cloud out of habit. The tools are arriving. The question is whether we bother to use them. And that's the grounded thought I'll leave you with. So much of this technology has felt like something happening to us, decided elsewhere, owned by others. Yesterday was a small reminder that it doesn't have to be that way, that we can hold some of this power in our own hands, on our own machines, on our own terms. Nobody is going to hand us that independence fully. The giants will always keep the best for themselves. But the door is open a crack. Whether we walk through it is refreshingly up to us. This case was examined at gfam.ai.